Chapter 19, Belief System. Across cultures and time, people have gone to temple, church, synagogue, mosque, or engaged in related healing ceremonies for solace and comfort. Now there is evidence that religion stimulates healing power. The connection between spirituality and healing has been made. In this chapter, we will explore the mind-body-spirit connection. Mind-body-spirit medicine is now an established part of modern medical practice. It is scientifically grounded and evidence-based. People with an active faith system have better outcomes in medicine, surgery, mental health, and addiction. Belief systems are monumentally important in the healing process. How does this work? What is the mind-body-spirit connection? Key principles of mind-body-spirit medicine. There is no separation between mind and body. The mind is connected to every cell in the body through electromagnetic and chemical waves. What goes on in the mind affects the cells in the body and how they do their work. In some yet-to-be-determined way, thoughts impact disease and healing. Negative thoughts and feelings contribute to the disease process. Positive thoughts and feelings promote healing. Healing power expands when people exercise their spiritual beliefs. Healing power expands when we find our connection to something greater than ourselves, something that pulls us, secular or spiritual, be it a higher power, service to humanity, family, work, children, or volunteer work. There is an essential healing principle secreted in the religions. If we can define it, extract it, and transfer it to medical practice, it will help us manage disease, stress, and pain. This model defines and operationalizes that principle as the universal healing wheel with or without traction devices. In the following exercises, we will take a deeper look at belief systems and how they help us manage our pain and heal. Exercises. Number one, what is a belief system? Belief systems are a composite of thoughts, values, rituals, and actions. Belief systems are religious, spiritual, political, national, cultural, racial, familial, psychological, and personal. Belief systems are fixed or opened, secular or spiritual. The essential function of a belief system is to create a story. The story may be literal, allegorical, or both. The story is usually comprehensive and compelling. It tries to make sense out of life by explaining everything that happens to us and around us. Number two, why are belief systems important in healthcare? Belief systems help us manage our pain and heal. This is the business of healthcare. Three, how do we talk about belief systems? We have respect and tolerance for the great variety of ways to understand and practice spirituality. We provide a common language that enables us to talk to each other about religion and spirituality without getting into trouble. We promote universal healing principles that can work for as many people as possible, atheist, agnostic, religious, and spiritual persons. We support people to stay in their program of origin, secular or spiritual, expand their practice, or build their own program. We work on ourselves, not others. We are not here to change others. We are here to change ourselves. We do not proselytize. We engage in discussion without debate. For additional points on this subject, see pages 19 and 20 in this workbook. Number 4, what do we get from belief systems? Belief systems have many functions. Some of these activate at the time of illness and suffering. Meaning and purpose, story and metaphor, knowledge and wisdom, positive thought, positive feeling, and positive vibrations, comfort and solace, pain relief and healing, guidance and protection, inspiration and strength, identity, self-control, self-esteem, truth, expansion of healing qualities such as love, compassion, understanding, forgiveness, and more, community and service, grounding, connection to everyday life, connection to all events, tiny, small, medium, large, and huge, connection to the moment, any moment, every moment, connection to all levels of detail, from microscopic to macroscopic, from infinitesimal to tiny, small, medium, large, and infinite, pulls us out of ourselves and brings us to higher ground, deals with the big questions of life, manage brutal reality, the cave of darkness, or the dark night of the soul. Exercise number 5, brutal reality and the cave of darkness. Review step 2, duality and brutal reality, pages 52 to 53, and the cave of darkness, page 398 to 400 in Healing Power Revised. Brutal reality is death, pain, and suffering, and the unknown. No one escapes. It asserts itself in the life of anyone at any time in a seemingly endless variety of ways. Illness, disability, trauma, loss of loved ones, crime, domestic violence, sex abuse, war, earthquakes, economic depression, tyranny, racism, ethnic cleansing, hunger, unemployment, poverty, homelessness, and more. In the cave of darkness, we face severe pain without immediate answers to our questions. The cave is dark. All evidence of spiritual life is gone. The world seems to be against us. There is no solace from our usual sources of family, friends, work, the arts, or recreation. Sometimes even going to church, synagogue, or temple brings no relief. We feel alone, separate, powerless, and frightened. Belief systems are geared to protect us, even when brutal reality strikes, even when terrified at the abyss, and even in the cave of darkness. If our sacred knowledge holds here, it will hold anywhere. However, when pain is overwhelming, our belief system comes under its most rigorous challenge. Some lose all but a thread of their system and hold on to that. Some people lose their entire system. Others have enough spiritual infrastructure and deep healing wisdom to match whatever shows up, so they can move through and out of crisis with new wisdom and strength. It is a good idea to get your belief system in shape in general and for pain management and healing in particular. We need something to help us get through our trials, to help us face the abyss, to help us get through any condition, however long or severe. Something more powerful than the worst-case scenario life can bring. Following are some exercises to help us do this work. Number 6, the interface of medicine with the big questions of life. The big questions about the meaning of life and of suffering can come up at any time, but especially when suffering or ill. They are always there, but they get bigger when we are sick. The medical model, despite all of its power, does not address these questions. Doctors and healthcare professionals ignore the big questions, but they are the elephant in the room. They are left on the table without any conversation or direction from the biological healer. If we don't journey these questions, our pain can be overwhelming and cause disintegration. Review the following and contemplate where you stand. Take your time. These questions do not yield answers so easily. The big questions. Who am I? Why am I here? What is the meaning of life? Why is there so much suffering? How do I understand suffering? Is there a way to heal my deepest suffering? Can I find peace, love, and joy in the face of suffering? What is death? Is there life after death? How do I get through all of this? Is our search for permanent love and safety futile on this earth, where limitation and insecurity seem to have the upper hand? If the physical plane cannot satisfy our deepest yearning, is there another dimension to life, perhaps higher or subtler, that can help? Is there anything to hold on to? Is there something in this life and after death that we can trust? Is there a God, and if so, what is God's nature? If God is love, why is there so much suffering and evil? Is there anything that doesn't change that gives stillness and peace? What can be done about my character defects? We ignore these questions at our peril. If we don't journey the questions, if we don't deal with the inevitable suffering of life, with the mystery of suffering and evil, with the unknown and death, and with our reaction to all of this, we inevitably run the risk of making things worse. We repress the pain in the subconscious and body, douse it with unhealthy pain-killing devices like substance abuse, or share it in unhealthy ways with others through cynicism, irritability, hostility, anger, and verbal or physical abuse. In the worst-case scenario, a failure to journey the big questions successfully can lead to disintegration and grave danger to self and others. What to do? This is potentially dangerous territory. Whether we are atheist, agnostic, religious, or spiritual, we protect our belief systems with fierce tenacity. How do we address the big questions in healthcare without getting into trouble? The saints, sages, masters, teachers, and gurus from the great wisdom traditions offer answers to these questions. I have transferred their ideas and float them as a cafeteria of options. This work does not push a particular point of view. You make the decisions. The choices are embedded within the Universal Healing Wheel, or PMQ, with or without traction devices. PMQ is the essential healing principle within the religions. P is any painful problem. M is 15 methods, Q is 100 qualities. With these options, you design your own healing program. You choose the level of work you want to do at this time. You pick the pain, method, quality, and traction device, and go as deep as you wish. You may choose to work on a minor problem with breathwork and affirmations for a few minutes twice a day. Others may want to go deep, leave no stone unturned, and confront brutal reality, death, pain and suffering, and the unknown. If you can manage that, you can manage anything. In short, this model puts the pain ball back in your court and gives you a racket to hit it. That is to say, it offers a boatload of practical tools to help you manage your pain and heal. The rest is up to you. Exercise number 7, meaning, purpose, and positive thought. Whether our belief system is fixed or opened, secular or spiritual, all of us need meaning, purpose, and positive thought. Something compelling, not an abstraction. Something that connects us to the moments and details of everyday life. Something that gives meaning to small and big events. Something that impacts and informs. Something that grounds and guides us. Something that inspires us. Something that gives us love and healing qualities. Something that supports community and service. Something from beyond that pulls us out of ourselves to higher ground. And finally, something to help us manage brutal reality and the cave of darkness. What will this be for you? How do you understand the meaning and purpose of life? Do you have a way to understand the things that happen? Do you have a spiritual program or a philosophy of life? Do you go to church, synagogue, mosque, a 12-step program, DBT or dialectical behavioral therapy, or other healing ceremonies? Do you have a higher power, service to humanity, family, work, children, volunteer, nature, or other? 8. Religion and spirituality. We can recover and heal whether we are atheist, agnostic, religious, or spiritual. For those who include religion and spirituality in their programs, following are some points for discussion. There are a great variety of ways to define religion and spirituality. Here is how these terms are defined in this work. Religion includes story, metaphor, parable, concepts, images, aspects, sacred texts, wisdom pearls, rituals, traditional worship, attending services, listening to sermons, prayer, social gatherings, committee work, music, architecture, and more. Spirituality encompasses the healing qualities and higher states of consciousness that permeate the religious elements listed above. Are you atheist, agnostic, religious, or spiritual? What is your definition of religion and spirituality? Some people need a fixed system with a lot of structure and clarity. Others want an open system with more ambiguity, mystery, and personal choice. Where do you fit in the spectrum? How much structure do you need? Do you need your system to be signed, sealed, and delivered, or do you prefer freelance? Choose your own adventure book. Exercise number 9, the Universal Healing Wheel. PMQ is the essential healing principle of any psychosocial or spiritual belief system. We can use PMQ to help us manage any painful problem, tiny, small, medium, large, or huge. It doesn't matter what your beliefs are. You can be atheist, agnostic, religious, or spiritual. the inevitable suffering of life, our reaction to it, and the qualities as antidote to the reactivity cut across each of these categories. These are universal principles. We pose the big questions, but do not provide answers. We float a cafeteria of options. You pick. You don't have to change your belief system to practice PMQ. There are 15 methods and 100 qualities. Most of us are doing some of these methods and qualities already. How might you expand your practice? Exercise 10, traction devices for the wheel. The universal healing wheel is the essential healing principle of any psychosocial or spiritual model. The wheel is universal. It works for persons of any persuasion, atheist, agnostic, religious, or spiritual. For many, PMQ is enough. Others need traction devices for the wheel. A traction device is any concept, image, or aspect of a great wisdom tradition that gives inspiration. Here are a few examples. Ritual, story, metaphor, parables, wisdom pearls, affirmations, prayers, higher power, mystery, the unknown, the God of love, father, mother, friend, beloved, omniscience, omnipotence, omnipresent, Christ, Krishna, Buddha, the image of God, karma and reincarnation, grace, nature, the collective unconscious, archetypes, the subconscious, reason, traditional worship, sermons, music, art, committee work, and much more. What works for you? Number 11, higher power. We need something beyond the self to pull us up and out of the mud when we get stuck. Here are some options. There are four higher power options. 1, higher meaning and purpose. 2, higher self. 3, the God of your understanding. 4, higher states of consciousness. Do you have a higher power? What is the nature of your higher power? For more on this, see Chapter 14, Exercise 1 on pages 117 through 120. Exercise number 12. Love is the report card. Your belief system may be religious, spiritual, atheist, or agnostic. It doesn't matter as long as love is the product. Nor does it matter how much structure you need. Some need a fixed belief system with a lot of structure, as in the orthodox wing of a religion. Others need an open belief system with choices and flexibility. Love is the report card, not the vehicle. An ethical humanist may have more love in his or her heart than an orthodox religious person, and vice versa. Mindfully ask yourself the most important question: am I in love or something negative? When you find yourself in any kind of negativity, practice PMQ. Define the negativity as your pain and respond with a method and quality of your choice. When you roll the wheel, your expanded love transforms your consciousness to the next highest level possible at that moment. Notable quotes from groups and classes about belief systems. Some go to church, synagogue, or mosque for formal worship. Others have God in their heart. Others want to have nothing to do with this. With positive thought and prayer, it always gets better. We seek not to know all the answers, but to understand the questions. Breakfast feeds you, medication adjusts you, meditation lifts you. Believe in yourself. Job gets it all back and more in the end. I am a humanist. I do not have a concept of God. I do believe there is a spirit that can help me get stronger by going through the pain. We all have pain. We are all frail. I need to be alone with the healing power within me. I can get through this. I am in the arms of God, protected. Things are not okay. We need to address it. We need to look after one another. We are all one. We need loving guidance. I suffered a great loss. It was too much. I shattered into 1,000 pieces. There was relief and elevation eventually with prayer. Desperation is a gift. It forces me to ask for help. Help comes. I understand more about spirit. It's all about finding out how the elevator works. Recovery means changing our story by replacing fixed negative core beliefs with positive thought and wisdom. What goes on in the mind counts a lot in healthcare outcomes. I choose positive thoughts grounded in healing qualities such as patience, kindness, love, and understanding. This helps me get through troubled times. Here is how we work with belief systems. We spiritualize the old story, and in so doing, create a new story, new beliefs, and a new identity. The link? Change looking for love in all the wrong places to looking for love in the right way. Start your day with pearls of healing wisdom and use this to combat fear, insecurity, worry, and doubt throughout the day. Bring the wisdom of the ages to the street and healthcare and translate that through the universal wheel as love. Notable quotes from groups and classes about the ultimate meaning of the universe. This is personal. It's up to you to decide. Shift negative to positive. Christianity. It all happens for a reason. It's about mindfulness. Today is why. What can I do today? It's not about past and future. Be of use here and now. Seize the moment. The goal is self-knowledge. Who am I? This is the key. When you figure this out, you can deal with the daily grind. There is no reason. Religion is created to reduce fear. Do we create religion to help manage fear of the unknown and death, or is there an absolute truth and reality that awaits our discovery? The goal is knowledge. Seek your personal brand of knowledge about how to make it through, and then share that wisdom with others to help them get through. Jesus spoke about the God of love. Buddha taught compassion and joy. Billions are attracted to these and similar messages in other religions. We don't push a particular brand here. We support individual choice. The healing qualities, however, are universal and good for healing and recovery. It does not matter what religion we practice, nor does it matter if we practice a religion at all. What does matter is the level of our development of healing qualities or love. If the fruit of a religion or other healing model is love, it is good. If not, there is a problem. Just practice PMQ. You will evolve. In chapters 20 through 31, you will find a detailed review of vertical access methods.